This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, episode 26.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
Welcome back to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Today we have an episode planned by Port Clinton High School senior Devin Upton. So Devin, first of all, would you just introduce yourself and then maybe tell us a little bit about today's episode?
Well, of course. My name is Devin Upton. I am a senior here at Port Clinton High School. I also go to Vanguard Sentinel School as a trade school. I'm also participating in Terra Community College. I plan on going to Skills USA this year for prepped speech. And today's podcast is called, the title is called Behind the Beat. And the focus behind it is all about song lyrics and like what's their meanings and stuff like that, and why do they have meanings.
Awesome. Thank you, Devin. And he's chosen two special guests to be on the podcast to discuss song lyrics. So let's introduce those guests. First, we have Alyssa. Alyssa, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Alyssa Diaz. I'm a senior at Port Clinton High School, and I'm on the swim team.
Awesome. And we have Mason. Mason, go ehead.
Hello, my name is Mason Everett Wagner Briones, and I am not really from here. I'm from a country called Ecuador, and I've come here to help this lovely guy give his podcast.
All right, very good. Okay, so Devin, why don't you start us off? Why are we talking about song lyrics? What drove you to this idea?
Well, I wanted to take something more out of the box when it comes to writing. Because when writing, you normally think of essays, you think of poems, you think of stories. Well, behind the scenes, behind the beat, the songs are everywhere. You hear it on the radio, you hear it at work, you hear it at home, you hear songs everywhere. And there's a meaning behind every lyric, and we kind of just brush over it for the most part. I think the song lyrics that we're going to talk today is a key component in everyday's life, because I mean, like, we discuss it every day. I mean, that's the only reason why I chose it.
And honestly, probably more relevant for the masses than essays or other things that you're talking about. I mean, you read essays in school, but how many songs do you listen to a day? I think especially for teenagers, that's a lot. I mean, the kids walk around with their AirPods and everything. I think they're listening to music constantly. So why don't we start off with Alyssa? Alyssa, I think kind of the first thing is, obviously music has different genres. So is there any particular genre you are drawn to? And do you think that's more because of the beat, the music itself, or because of the song lyrics?
I would have to say it definitely depends. Like, I have a wide variety of music taste. Like, I can kind of listen to anything, but I usually like to listen to like the beat behind it and then focus on the lyrics.
Okay. What about you, Mason? Do you have a specific genre that you really are interested in?
I'm interested in a native Ecuadorian music called San Juanito.
Okay.
That is has no words to it. It's just sound, essentially. It's the main instrument that they use is a pipe flute. So that in a very native South American flute that is really distinguishable, really peaceful, really nice, really calms me down when, you know, something happens or I just want to concentrate. That's what I typically do.
Okay. Do you listen to any music that has lyrics?
That would just probably be like smooth jazz and old music like that.
So you come from Ecuador, you said?
Yes, I do come from Ecuador.
Is most of the music in Ecuador instrumental?
Well, obviously most of Ecuador, they listen to other stuff like cumbias. Cumbia is a more of a Colombian thing, but it's also is evolved into Ecuadorian, spilled into a Savannah America. And it's more of it can be a dance or it can be a song or a music.
Okay. Lyrics?
Yes.
Okay. Do you listen to like American music in Ecuador?
No.
No?
Not
okay.
At all.
So like American radio doesn't make it over to Ecuador. What about you, Devin? Do you have a specific genre you listen to?
Sure. I prefer more like alternative punk rock, pop rock. I find it really enjoyable because it's a really nice beat. A lot of songs may have a really good meaning. So.
Okay. What about, you know, I think when you're talking about song lyrics, you know, I listen to all different types of genres, but it kind of depends on how I'm feeling, you know, is kind of what I'm listening to. So if I'm about to like go out on a boat, you know, we live up in this beautiful area in the summer. If I'm about to go out on a boat and have a great summer day, I'm usually listening to country music. If I'm kind of having a down day or it's kind of rainy and gloomy outside, I actually like to listen to like classic rock. And I think they're very different reasons. I think for the classic rock, it's more the feel of the music, the melodies that they create. And for country music, I think we were talking in class yesterday. I think country music is the most story-based, you know, in terms of lyrics that exist. Alyssa, do you like listen to different musics based on the type of mood that you're in?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like if I'm in like a sad mood, I'll listen to songs that talk about like being sad or going through something. Or if I'm in like a happy mood, I like to listen to songs that like hype me up and make me feel good about myself.
Very good. What about you, Mason? Do you listen, does your mood determine what you listen to?
Oh, of course. Each time that it depends what I would want to listen to. Because I feel like music can amplify your thoughts when you're listening to a specific thing that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Like obviously a sad song. My number one sad song, I think it would be by Bobby Vinton, Mr. Lonely, if I had to put it on something.
Do you want to sing us a little bit of that?
No.
Okay. I was just checking. What about you, Devin? Certain moods, certain songs?
So I'm more of upbeat, really hype. I like listening to like punk rock, pop rock, really energetic, really loud. So it keeps my blood flowing. It doesn't keep me like all gloomy and down. It keeps me on my feet. And then when I want to listen to more sad songs or like whenever I'm more in a mopey mood, I listen to a little bit like indie pop, really slow, really calm, really soft. And it kind of, you know, it kind of slowly soothes me into being a little bit better.
Very cool. Okay, so like when we're talking about song lyrics, there's so many popular famous song lyrics out there that have stood the test of time that almost everybody, whether you're an older guy like me or you're a younger teenager like yourself, everybody knows these song lyrics. So this is Devin's episode, and he's actually created a game. And Devin, why don't you go ahead and explain what's going to happen here in this kind of Name That Tune game.
All right, thank you. So the rules are simple. So both teams will have to raise their hand, of course, and, well, they have to guess the song lyrics. And if they get wrong, they have to minus a point. If they guess it right, they get a point. If the team messes up and guesses it wrong, the other team is able to guess it. I'll list lyric by lyric, line by line, and any team can guess at any given point.
Okay, so are you starting from the beginning of the song to the end?
No, just small sections
of the song.
Or the bridge.
Gotcha. And there is risk if you get it wrong. So do both teams understand that you lose a point if you get it wrong, and then the other team gets a chance to steal?
Yep.
So technically, that could be a net loss of two because they're gaining one and you're losing one.
Yes.
If that would happen. Okay, so we did mention we'd have some very special guests joining us for this little game show portion. So our two guests are still here, Alyssa and Mason, but we've given each of them a teammate. So Alyssa's teammate, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Haley Sewell. I'm a senior at Port Clinton. I play volleyball and I swim and I have diabetes.
Okay, and we have Mason's teammate. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Alexis Meggett. I'm a junior, and I also play volleyball.
Okay. All right. So we've got team Alyssa and Haley and team Mason and Alexis. Okay? Those are our two teams. We're going to give team one to Haley and Alyssa and team two to Mason and Alexis. So go ahead and start us off with our first lyric.
All right. We're going to start off with one of them. So first line is, we talk 4 hours. Talk for hours and hours in the sweet and sour and how your family is doing, okay? And leave and get in the taxi and then kiss in the back seat till the driver make it the radio play. And I'm singing like.
Yes.
Is it Party in the USA?
Nope.
Oh.
Okay, minus one for team two. Team one?
I don't know what it's called, but isn't it by Ed Sheeran?
It is by Ed Sheeran.
Yep, it is by Ed Sheeran.
But you do need, is that enough? Or?
They have to guess the song.
You have to guess the song.
Isn't it like, because you know what you love? Is that what it is?
You know what you love. Okay, do you have a guess? Okay, no guess. So minus one for them as well. Okay, can you reveal the correct song? Mason, do you think you know it?
Shape of Water or something like that?
Shape of You.
Yep, Shape of You.
Oh,
is that a point?
Yep.
All right, so team two got it correct. That is Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. All right, song number two.
So put on your best face every day. Pretend you know this song. Everyone come out and hang. Come hang. Let's go out with a bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Okay.
Bang by AJR.
Yes.
All right, team one on the board. What do we got to score?
Minus one plus one and minus one plus one. So it's even scores.
So zero.
Yeah, zero.
Okay. So zero, zero. All right. Song number three.
You walked in my life at 2 a.m. because boys knew a girl is my is your best friend. Act like you don't see me. We'll play pretend. Your eyes always told me. You never said.
Any ideas?
No. No ideas? Mm-hmm. All right. That would be My Ex's Best Friend by MGK. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Machine Gun Kelly. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Song number four.
I like it when you take control, even though you know you don't. Own me. I'll let you play the role. I'll be your animal. Mommy likes to sing along with me. She won't sing this song. Even if she reads all the lyrics, she'll pity the men I know.
Any guesses? Okay, no guesses for that one?
No guesses? I'll give you a hint. It's by Billie Eilish.
Who?
By the artist called Billie Eilish.
Any guesses? No guesses.
It's Bad Guy.
Oh,
bad
wait, guy. I was going to guess that. You didn't give me a chance. Just I know, but I needed to get my thoughts. All right,
song number five.
Don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. I lay down my life. It sets us free. Eventually, you'll see my descendancy. And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot.
It's from Hamilton.
Okay.
And it's... not throwing away my shot, isn't that what it is? Or like my shot?
It is my shot.
Yes! Woo! Team one takes the lead, right?
Yep.
Let's get it.
Team one has taken the lead. Okay, song number six.
All right. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We'll build a rocket ship and then fly far away.
Stressed out?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Who's that by?
Home One Pilots.
Yep. Okay. Good Stressed job. Out. So I think did team two just tie it up?
Team two is at 1 point. Yeah, tied up.
Okay. We are tied up going into song number seven.
Where are you? And I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
By Blink-182.
Yes, that was really good. And I'm sorry to laugh, but Devin just sang that one out of nowhere and it caught me off guard.
It's such a good song, okay?
Caught me off guard, but everything's good.
I had to sing it.
Okay. Which song are we heading into? Number eight?
Yes.
That's good. Song
it's such a good song, though.
I know. It was great. Okay. Song number eight.
Waste time with a masterpiece. Don't waste time with a masterpiece. You should be rolling me. You should be rolling me.
Oh, it was team one.
Cake by the Ocean.
Yes. Yes!
Like DN. CE or whatever, right?
Okay. Yep. Does that tie us up again?
Yep, 2-2.
Okay, we are tied. Going into song number nine. Mm-hmm. Okay, song number nine. Here we go. He's singing them now.
I mean, it's working. Am I allowed to swear for song lyrics, of course?
No.
No?
If you would just, like,
bleep it.
Kind of bleep it.
You can set yourself on fire, but you're never going to burn, burn, burn. You can set yourself on fire, but you're never going to burn, burn, burn. One part of it. Then, if crazy equals genius, you can set yourself on fire.
Team one.
Crazy equals genius by Panic at the Disco.
Yep.
Oh,
got it. Nice. Team one with the lead.
I don't want to clearly say it because you know they say it in the song. So.
All right, going into song 10. Team one has a 1 point lead.
Yes. I put my trust in you. Pushed as far as I can go. For all of this, there's only one thing you should know. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it
yes.
In the end, by Linkin Park.
Yes, little Linkin Park, sung to us okay. Only on the Novice Novelist podcast, folks.
Yep.
All right, what song are we on? 11.
Yeah.
Okay,
we are tied for song number 11. Here we go.
Tell me what you know about dreaming, dreaming. You ain't really know about nothing, nothing. Tell me what you know about night terrors every night. 5 a.m. cold
sweats. Yes.
It's by Kid Cudi.
Okay.
Soundtrack to my life?
Nope.
Wait, let me think.
You're all over that negative point.
5 a.m. cold sweats, waking up to the sky. Tell me what you know about dreams, dreams. Tell me what I know about night terrors, nothing. You really don't care about the trials of tomorrow. Rather lay awake in the bed full of sorrow. I'm on the pursuit of happiness.
Okay, yeah, the pursuit of happiness.
Are you giving that to them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, team one takes the lead. All right, song number 12. Team two, you got to get this. We're getting near the end here.
When the moon shines like ice road truckers, I look like a villain out of those blockbusters. Godzilla, fire spitting monster, blood on the dance floor, like Louvre carpet. Fire Godzilla, fire monster, blood on the dance floor, Louvre carpet.
Team one.
I don't think this is right.
Don't miss this.
Is it Godzilla by someone?
It's Godzilla by Eminem.
Wow. Yes! Team one with a 2-point lead.
Dang.
So we got how many left? 13, 14, 15, 16. Four? Mm-hmm. Okay, we got four left. You, team two, are down by two. So these are really important ones coming up.
No one never listens. This wallpaper glistens. Don't let them see what goes down in the kitchen. Places, places, get in your places. Through all your
team one.
Dollhouse by Malene Martinez.
Team one. 3-point lead. Three songs left. They cannot lose. They can only tie. Okay? If team one gets any of these three remaining songs, they are the winner. And they win the fantastic prize package. All right. Song 14.
He booked a one-way ticket out west. That's where they make it. Six kids stuck in a bed sit. Two swept sunside poolside riches. He met a girl who wore Versace pink feather coats.
Team two.
Jewelry.
The Other Side of Paradise by Glass Animals.
Correct. Team two. Down by two with two left.
What's
they can
happening?
Tie it up and share the winnings.
Or if they get one wrong, we can also win.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I forgot there was a negative. Plus, yeah, but you just need to be safe.
I'm burning through the sky at 200 degrees. That's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I want to make supersonic woman of you.
Team two.
Rap guy?
No.
Oh no.
Okay.
Team one.
Don't stop me, don't stop me, don't stop me. Hey, hey.
Team one.
Hey,
don't stop me now by Queen.
Yep.
Yeah, why would you keep reading?
Don't
we
stop me now by
Pain.
Queen.
Don't stop me now.
All right. Is this our last one?
Yeah, it was all the ones that I have prepared.
So that was it?
Yep.
Okay. Can you give us a final score?
Team one, including Haley and Alyssa, has scored 7 points. As team two, Mason and Alexis scored a total of 2 points.
Okay. So team one, Alyssa and Haley are the winners.
What do we win?
7-2-2. As soon as we're done with the podcast, we will discuss your pot prize package. We want to thank everybody for listening. Please like, subscribe, and share. And we will see you next time on the Novice Novelist Podcast. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Please subscribe and share and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become the Novice Novelists.